Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back. I hope you are having a great day. I have been watching the stats for all of our episodes to see what you guys like the most. And it seems like PR is the hottest topic. So today I wanted to bring you kind of a new form of PR. You know, some people think of PR and they think of traditional media relations, but PR honestly is growing and expanding so much, and influencers and affiliates are such a big part of that right now. It's a big service that we offer. And I notice that a lot of people don't understand the difference between the two and kind of which one is best for your business or your situation, your brand. So I thought this might be a cool episode to talk about influencers versus affiliate. What's the difference? What's best for your brand? All of the things. So these go hand in hand, honestly, but they are a little bit different. Okay, so let's just dive right in. I'd say, so the differences here. So influencers are usually a one-time, like, paid spot, or, you know, you pay them cash and you give them product, or sometimes you're just giving them product. It just depends on the level of influencer, how many followers they have usually. So it's usually a one-time paid thing, you know, plus some product or just product, one and done, right? Here's the big kicker. Influencers usually have a longer term KPI. Their goal is more awareness. Okay. So their KPIs are going to be, and for people who don't know what KPIs, everybody uses a different term, but KPI, key performance indicators. So that means here's what they're trying to do. Here are their goals. Their goals are social media engagement, brand awareness, new likes, website traffic, things like that. Okay. So that's influencers. Affiliates are usually a longer term relationship. This is usually somebody who knows your brand really well and they really love you. Okay. So this, you could also call these like brand ambassadors, if you will. They only make money off their sales. They get a commission of all their sales. This is honestly like the new way of being a salesperson. You know, these companies used to have, you know, salespeople that would go around and knock on doors. Well, this is the new form of door knocking. Okay. So their KPIs are sales. That's basically it. But the beauty is you don't have to have them on payroll. You don't have to do anything. You know, you just let them create content and, or however they want to promote you. The whole key goes back to you give them a code, and, you know, when people use that code or their checkout, you know, like the little discount code at checkout, then you can track how much money, you know, and how much sales they're making. So affiliates, they're going after sales. Influencers are really more a marketing tool. They're going after social following, new likes, you know, kind of longer term brand awareness type stuff. So affiliates are primarily geared towards new customer acquisition and top line revenue growth. Okay. And again, influencer marketing is more just focusing on brand awareness. So we have a lot of clients that honestly do both. And the way we work with it, and this is just some insider scoop, I kind of use one to feed into another, because here's why. I usually start off asking someone to do an influencer campaign for the product or service first, because if you come at them immediately and ask them to be an affiliate, I mean, come on, y'all. How many of y'all get DMs like on the daily that say, like, it's like 27 paragraphs long and it's basically asking you to be an affiliate. And you're like, I don't even know who you are. Like, I literally have no idea who you or the brand is. Like, but why are you reaching out to me? No, I'm not going to sell your stuff. I don't even know you. So I think that creating an influencer relationship from the get-go is a good way to get in with somebody. And if they really like your product, service, whatever the case may be, then they can become an affiliate and that's your foot in the door. But that's just a little word to the wise is like, I don't know about all these companies that are out there just cold DMing people all day, all night, trying to get people to be affiliates for them. Like, is that working? I mean, it's got to be working on somebody if people are paying people to do it. Businesses are paying people to do that DM work. But I think we find higher quality affiliates by building an influencer relationship with them first. And if they are happy, excited, and passionate about the product or service, then that helps us already have a relationship to say, hey, you know what? You could probably make a ton of money off this. Why don't you become an affiliate? So that's just a fun little tidbit for you. So depending on your business, there's a mixture of people that listen to this podcast right now, y'all. So sometimes, you know, your people listening are business owners and they're looking advice because they're thinking about their own business. And also a lot of other marketing and PR people listen to this podcast. So they're thinking about, you know, the business that they work at or their clients, if they work in an agency or if they are a freelancer, they're thinking about their clients. So just something to help make it more realistic for you. Here's my experience on which is good for your brand. I think influencers are really great with experiences. So I think like hotel stays, restaurants, you know, cocktail bars, spas, attractions, things like that. Experiences, because they can get footage there. They can show real life experience of like, you know, getting the, you know, facial at the spa or, you know, riding the rides at this park or, you know, going to the Gulfarium and seeing the animals. Like they can show, you know, up and close, like their own perspective of their experience there. So I think influencers are really good for experiences. Obviously, we work with a lot of hospitality companies, so we use a lot of influencers. And if you're an influencer out there listening and you want to be considered for some stuff, we are compiling a database of we have one, but we're actually really focusing on growing that right now. So shoot us a DM on Instagram, socially PR. And we would love to add you to our database. So minor sidebar. So that's one, that's what influencers are good for, experiences, hospitality, that good stuff. Two, affiliates are really good for, and affiliates can work for like hotels and spas and things like that too. But I think that affiliates are best for like products, makeup, you know, anything you can buy on Amazon. Okay. Anything. And actually, Amazon has a great little affiliate program. You can sign up, you get your own dedicated link. Amazon pays you out. It is so, so easy. So you don't even have to really be like, have that big of a following. If you want to set up an affiliate code with Amazon, like it's super easy peasy. You get your own code, and then, you know, anybody who buys stuff based on your recommendations, like, hello, just start posting stuff on your story and link back in your bio to your Amazon link. So affiliates are good for products. That's what led me down the Amazon rabbit hole. But that could be makeup, that could be hair tools, that could be perfume, lotion. I mean, any kind of product, y'all. You know who did really great with this was the Liquid IV. You know, the powder stuff you put in drinks. It's like got a bunch of electrolytes, and most people use them for hangovers, but whatever. Liquid IV did a bunch of affiliates, and there are brands out there. I don't know about Liquid IV, but there are brands out there that don't have a single salesperson and they completely go off affiliate work and they're crushing it. Multi-million dollar businesses. So products. Also, if you're a course creator, if you have created courses, or if you have like little bundles, we represent Legalpreneur. She has contract bundles for small businesses, you know, like all the contracts you might need to protect yourself business-wise, she's got a bunch of different affiliates for those. Like people who have, you know, the best affiliates for her are other digital businesses that have like a network of entrepreneurs. Well, duh, that's like a legalpreneur. Like that's perfect for them. They help entrepreneurs. So those affiliates are making tons of money just by like sharing, hey, my girl Andrea's got a contract bundle. Click here. So courses are really good, and also memberships. You know, if you're selling a membership, a lot of that's to like these digital communities and things like that, or an app. Affiliates are really, really good for those two areas. So we do a lot of these programs and we do strategy for both. It's a lot more work than you might think. It's not hard work. I say that all the time about PR. PR isn't, you know, it doesn't take a freaking rocket science to do PR, or a rocket scientist to do PR. Like it's not hard work. You just have to know exactly who you're going after. And it's a lot of time and research and follow up. So, you know, here's my word to you. If you don't have the budget to work with an agency to do influencers and affiliates, here's my word to you. You know, influencers, make sure you find someone that is the exact person you're trying to reach. Because if you're trying to reach, you know, moms with two kids that love coffee, find a mom with two kids that loves coffee on Instagram, on TikTok, or whatever, because birds of a feather flock together. You know, people who are following her probably identify with her in some way, whether they're a mom too, or they love coffee too, whatever. You know, our fitness, you know, these fitness girls on Instagram. Like if your product is for fitness people, find a fitness person because their following is going to be similar to that. And then be really clear on what you hope to get out of it. Because if you're looking for sales, then you probably need to go down more the affiliate route, you know. But so just you need to be clear on the front end before you even reach out to them of like, here's what I'm hoping to get out of this, you know. So that can determine if you ask them to be an influencer or ask them to be an affiliate. Now, here's my two cents about affiliate programs. If you're going to start an affiliate program, do it the right way and actually get a good platform. There's things like Dovetail, Share a Sale, Like to Know It. Like there's all these different, you know, affiliate programs where it is so awesome and so easy. You literally just, go inside the platform and, you know, let's say Whitney wants to be an influencer, or I'm sorry, an affiliate. You type in their name, info, and their email. The program will prompt them with an email that says like, welcome to, you know, so-and-so's affiliate program. Click here to set up your profile. Then the person, the affiliate, sets up their whole profile. They put their bank account, they put all their info in there. And then it generates a code for them and they can customize their code. So it's like Whitney Lee, you know, 15 or whatever number they, you know, whatever they want their code to be. And then they just start promoting it. And the system tracks every single sell. And then every platform is a little different, but it usually pays them out at the end of every month, or it pays them out every other week. Or some programs say like, when you reach, you know, $100 in payouts, then, you know, or when you reach $100 in commission, then we do a payout, you know, because some affiliates are super aggressive and they're like promoting it all the time and they're making hundreds of dollars. And you'll have some people that'll just throw it out. And you'll have some affiliates that'll only promote it occasionally. So maybe they won't get to $100 for a couple months or something. And that's fine, you know. But you've got to communicate with both of these people, influencers or affiliates, about what's happening in your business right now. What's the talking points they can use? I think it's even okay to like send them, if you've got a new product, if you've got something else, like stay in touch with these people. These people are literally your salespeople in a sense, especially affiliates. So stay in the know. Maybe it's a once a month email that you send out to all your affiliates, like, of, hey, we've got this new flavor coming out, or we've got this new scent coming out, or whatever the case may be. But stay in touch with them, because the more you stay in front of them and keep them in the know about what's happening in your business, the more likely they are to continue to talk about your business. So if you want to talk more about influencers or affiliates, or if you want us to set up a program for you, I love doing this. It's so fun for us. So feel free to reach out to me. If you want to shoot me a DM on Instagram, it's the Whitney Lee, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can also just head to our website. It's besocially.com, besocially.com. Would love to chat about, you know, building you a strategy to how do we set up you to have a little sales force out there, like affiliates, to go out and sell your product, service, whatever it is, all the time. If this isn't something you've looked into yet, this is your official sign to look into it. It's a no-brainer. It's a very low-cost solution that can actually be a great resource for you. So I hope this episode has been helpful. If you loved it, if it was brought any value to you, please take a screenshot, share it on Instagram, tag me at the Whitney Lee, or as always, you can shoot me a DM. I love to help answer questions and whatnot. So have a great day. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socially's Instagram or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.